I wanted trucks and transformers, Legos and pencils. I was given dolls in a kitchen with pastel butterfly stencils. I wanted to ride my bike and climb a tree, but these are not girl activities. I have to.
The YWCA is holding a poetry night tomorrow to commemorate Love Your Body Day, as well as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The national organization for women started Love Your Body Day in 1988 to draw attention to ads and other media that negatively affect how women see their bodies.
MTV, BET, VH1, all will show me how it's done, how to be pretty, how to be seen, how to be a girl, how to be his toy.
Cherie Thomas works for the YWCA and reads poetry at the event every year. She says although women have come a long way in terms of education and employment, negative body images are still a problem.
There's this great film by Jean Kilbourne called Killing Us Softly. And I believe that has four parts now, too. But when she first did the film, the very first one she did had images of media in the 50s relating to a woman's body. And since that time to now, they haven't stopped. They've gotten actually progressively worse. So although we've made lots of strides in other ways, we aren't moving.
Thomas says because of current photo editing software, young girls now strive to look like a person who doesn't exist.
Because that's a photo of somebody, actually probably 5 or 10 somebodies. So different pieces of individuals to create one person. So you're striving to be something that isn't even a real person. It's all digitally retouched. And before the age of being able to digitally retouch photos, there was airbrushing. And before airbrushing, you're talking about a body type that was only 2% of the population. So we've always been given these images that were really unrealistic for the majority of the population to reach. I am not light enough for the brother who wants the white girl. My skin is not dark enough for the brother who wants the blackest girl. I am not enough, and I am supposed to love me.
Oddly enough, Thomas says the standard of beauty is pretty much the same for all women in the U.S., even women of color like herself.
I will never be blonde unless I choose to dye my hair blonde, right? But I get those images too because Beyonce is not a natural blonde, right? But she is, you know, labeled as one of the most beautiful women in the world right now, but she has totally changed her natural appearance. So if you remember Beyonce when she was part of Destiny's Child, she looks nothing like she does now, right? Part of it is age and maturity, but a lot of it is succumbing to the pressures to be this ideal beauty type, right? Having straight hair is a pressure that a lot of girls, particularly African-American girls, feel the pressure to do. Using chemicals that actually are harmful, right? But, you know, it's this idea that if you have the straighter hair, you're more attractive. I think I got it. Look good. Be silent. Show my goods. Share my goods. I think I understand. I'm both black and not a man, and I'm supposed to love me.
Thomas says the goal of Love Your Body Day is for every woman to accept what's normal for her body.
So for one woman, it might be being a size 14, right? For another woman, it could be a size 6. For another woman, it could be being long hair. Another woman, it could be tight curly hair or locks, right? So whatever is the norm for you, it's okay. You might be a person that the norm for you means you have to walk around with crutches or you have a wheelchair, right? That's you. That's okay. It's acceptable. And so we're trying to create a format where being you is okay.
You can listen to readings at the Love Your Body Day Poetry Night tomorrow at 6 at the YWCA in Kalamazoo. Due to the content of some of the poems, the event is for ages 13 and up.